It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the stories making news in our region this week. Well, Jack, Michigan voters have a dizzying array of issues to ponder on the November ballot. Proposal 5 would require a two-thirds vote of the legislature or a vote of the people in order to raise any taxes. Your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts on this is that the Republicans and Democrats are, the establishment certainly is in a state of controlled panic about this. This would be a devastating and far-reaching proposal, which would probably have unintended consequences. The polls show it's popular. Everybody, of course, thinks they pay too many taxes, whether they do or not. And the idea of limiting politicians, of course, is tempting. But this would mean it would be almost impossible for the state to respond in the case of an emergency in any kind of a timely fashion. You could have 13 people in the Senate who could block anything, and they could only have November elections, too, so you'd have to wait quite a while. And experience in other states have shown taxes don't really go down. What they do is raise fees, so you could be looking at very steep fees for things like fishing licenses. At the same time, things like the roads and schools continue to deteriorate. So we would have a brave new world in Michigan if this were to pass.
We already knew that politics is an expensive business. The Michigan Campaign Finance Network has revealed just how pricey it's been in Michigan. Some details on that, Jack?
Well, actually, as pricey as they've revealed that so far people for and against these various ballot proposals have spent $30 million on TV alone. That's not the whole picture, because other anonymous committees can spend money that's not reported here. The biggest spending item, no surprise to a lot of us, is Proposal 2, the collective bargaining proposal. Something like $6.4 million have been spent in TV ads to promote it, something like $6.6 million by business interest against it. And of course, these reports are some time behind, and there's a month left to go almost. We probably haven't seen anything yet, but these days, campaigns are all about spending vast amounts of money on television, and as you mentioned, the voters have a bewildering array of proposals to choose from, and I just have to see what they do.
Well, Jack, I would welcome your contribution to my personal coffee fund.
Well, you know, I've probably contributed more money to things that I got less benefit from.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings for a review of the week's top regional news stories.